Whew. Amen. Alrighty. Today is Sunday, August 21st, 2011. Marks another anniversary and a birthday and all kinds of dates for a lot of people. And I was studying last night, and there's so many things that people are going through right now. And a lot of times we lose focus and we forget that the Lord is always with us. And today we're going to talk about that a little bit and help remind us that God's always with us. The message today is titled God on the Mountain. And as we heard the tithes offering, the offering song today, God on the Mountain, the God that's on the mountain is the same God in the valley. And we know that with life and with the way our trials and tribulations are, our blessings and trials, there's mountains and there's valleys. And when we're on the mountain, we can see clearly. Above all, we can see the valley below us. We see all kinds of trials and tribulations that others may be going through. And even from the mountain, we can also see issues with ourselves as well. But when we're down in that valley, and there's mountains all around us, and it looks like we're never going to get to that top of that mountain again, it's hard to lose focus. It's hard to remember all the things that God's brought us through, the places that we've been. And we do lose that. We lose sight of that. We get blinders on, and we forget to just look up, because up is always clear, and God is there, and he's with you always. God is still God. No matter what you're going through, he is still God. He's in control of your life. He has a purpose and a plan for everything that you're going through. And even though you may not know it, you may not understand it, God's still God. Whether on the mountain or in the valley, he's still who he says he is. In the word, Malachi 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." God doesn't change. He's the same today, tomorrow, and forever. His word is still true today, as it was yesterday, as it will be forever. It doesn't change. And it's always something that we can place our hope and our faith and our trust in, and allow it to be the foundation for our life and the way we choose to live it. So remember that God gives us free will. God's will for us is that we will choose him, but he also allows us the ability to make that choice. Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. No changing, no turning. James 1:7 says every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There's no shadow with the Lord. Even if he turns, he doesn't change. He's the same, no matter in what position. He's not going to change his mind. He's not going to lead you down one path and then say, oh, wait, no, go back, turn around. His path is the same. The choices that you decide to make determine whether or not you walk the path with the Lord. That's based on your choice. And a lot of times when we're on those mountains and the highs are highs and the lows are lows, it's important to remember that God is in control of your life. If you've submitted to the Lord, if you have determined in your heart to be a person of the Lord, to seek his guidance and direction, submitting unto him, he's always there. Even if you haven't made that decision to submit to God, he's still there. He's there if you're on the mountain, or he's there if you're in the valley. A lot of people lose sight of that. In scripture, there's a story where that talks specifically about this. It's in 1 Kings, and it's in chapter 20. And the word says, "And the prophet came to the king of Israel and said to him, Go strengthen thyself and mark, and see what thou doest, for at the return of the year the king of Syria will come against thee." So there was a prophecy to the king of Israel that the Syrians were going to come against him. "And the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, Their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore they were stronger than we. But let us fight them in the plain, and surely we will be stronger than they." They had battled previously, the Syrians, but they battled them on the mountain. And the Syrians believed that because they were on the mountain, that that's where God dwells, that Israel was victorious, only because of that reason. So the Syrians said, well, let's battle them in the valley, in the plain. They won't be able to win. This is where this story comes from. God on the mountain and God in the valley, okay? Verse 26 says, "And it came to pass at the return of the year that men headed, numbered the Syrians, and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. And the children of Israel were numbered, and were all present, and were against them. And the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids. But the Syrians filled the country." Two little flocks of kids was the Israelites, compared to the Syrians that filled the country. So there was a lot more than them than there was of Israel. And there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel and said, "Thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, The Lord is God of the hills, and he is not God of the valleys, therefore I will deliver all this great multitude unto thine hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord." And they pitched over one against the other 7 days, and so it was that in the seventh day the battle was joined, and the children of Israel slew the Syrians 100,000 footmen in one day. A lot of people that you may know think, you know, all is good and all is great when you're on the mountain. God's watching over you. You're closer to God when you're on the mountain. They forget about the valley. We know the valley just as well as we know the mountain. Amen. It doesn't matter to us if we're on the mountain or in the valley. We know that God is with us, and he's with us always. He can give us a victory on the mountain or in the valley just as easy as he gives us the victories on the mountains. And it's because of all these things that we go through that it's to help others, to help encourage ourselves, to grow in faith and in trust, increasing our hope in the Lord. But at this time in Israel, when King Ahab had just experienced a great battle against the Syrians, the Israelites had slaughtered the Syrians with a great slaughter on a mountain in Palestine. But the people of the nation of Syria said that the only reason that they had lost was because the battle was fought on the mountain. They claimed that the God of Israel was the God of the mountain, but not the God of the valley. Okay? So just like the Syrians of Old Testament times, many people believe that God cannot deliver them in the valley. Maybe it's not that they don't believe it. Maybe it's that they forget it. How'd you get to the mountain? How'd you get there? Did God help you get there? Or did you get there on your own? If you're on the mountain, you had to come through a valley. Did you go through the valley alone? Or did God help you? God's with you always, no matter where you are. And a lot of times we lose sight of that. The prophet of God had declared that God was going to deliver them in battle again, so the Syrians would know that he is God. How many times do we have to go through the same trial, the same tribulation, over and over again, to where we wake up and realize that God is still God, no matter where we are, no matter what we do? Do you remember the story of the apostles after the crucifixion, when they were on the road to Emmaus? The story is told in Luke 24:13. And the word says, "And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together all of these things which had happened." This was after the crucifixion. "And it came to pass, while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him." Jesus was with them, but they didn't know it. "And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass in these days? And he said, What things? And he told him the story of Jesus of Nazareth, and how he was crucified. And then they talked about his resurrection. And then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe that all the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered things and to enter unto his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures all the things concerning himself. He reminded them all the things that he said he would do, or all the things that were said about him that would be done. And as they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened. And they knew him. And then he vanished." So many times in our lives, God is with us and we don't see him. In that valley, we forget that the God that handles and brings us through to lead us to the top of that mountain is the same God that walks through us with us daily. We know the scripture. We know the promises. We know all the things the Lord has said that will help encourage us. Times of trial and tribulation are upon us always, and they are not easy. It's easy to give up. It's easy to turn away from the Lord, and it's easy to forget that he's still there. Even though you cannot see him, he's still there. A lot of times God reveals himself to us when he knows that we are ready. When we're ready to say, "You never left me. I didn't see you there, Lord. But you were with me this whole time." They had no clue that the one before them was Jesus. They thought all hope was lost. He had died. That the instruction that had been given to them was not going to happen. This was not their Messiah. That there was no redemption. That he wasn't who he said he was. That there would be no deliverance for them. They had no understanding of the power of Christ. It's hard It's difficult for us to hold on to those promises when we are deep in that valley. It's hard to remember that God is with us always. The highs are high and the lows are low. We have to keep walking. We have to keep turning to the Lord. We have to keep turning to the Lord. Do you remember the story? What Christ said to the disciples when they were in the boat, when the storm came? Matthew chapter 8. The word says, "And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep." They were on the sea, the storm came, the waves were great, but Christ was asleep in the boat. His disciples came to him and awoke him and said, "Lord, save us. Don't let us perish." Right? And he said unto them, "Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Why are you fearful? If God is with you, there's no reason to fear. Right? He walks with us always. His mercies are renewed daily. He gives us the strength and the guidance and the protection that we need to endure all these things. Is it easy? No. It's not easy by a long shot. But we keep walking by faith. God gives us the hope that we need to endure. And as long as we decide to draw close to God and continue to walk in His ways, and not turn back and not turn away, God will continue to show us the things that we need to see. He's not going to give up on us, so we shouldn't give up on Him. It's difficult at times to know the mind of the Lord. As a matter of fact, Scripture says in 1 Corinthians that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now we receive not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but in the Holy Ghost teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. How many times has someone said to you, whatever? When you're trusting in God and you say to other people, God will get me through this. How many times have you heard, where's your God now? The world would like nothing better for us to fail. The world would like nothing better for us to give up. Right? Because they don't see it. They don't receive it. It's foolishness to them. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Who hath known the mind of the Lord? Nobody. You can't tell what God's doing. He'll show you afterwards. Right? Shows you how he brings you through things, continues to strengthen and guide you so that you can be strong, faithful, trusting in him always, no matter if you're on the mountain or in the valley. God doesn't win battles alone on the mountain. He's the same today, tomorrow, and forever. If he did it before, he'll do it again, maybe in a different way. Maybe the outcome won't be the same. Maybe it won't even be the answer to your prayer. Maybe it'll be what he wants to do. Well, it's always going to be what he wants to do. But hopefully, your desire is His. Same as His. We don't know the mind of the Lord. All we can do is trust in His word. Draw close unto it and know that He's with us always, no matter where we are. There's nothing that escapes Him at all. So when you think that you're getting away with something because your parents didn't catch you, Ethan, God still sees it. Whether or not you care about pleasing the Lord, it's important. Nothing escapes Him. You may not get caught, but eventually you will. It'll catch up to you. He's with us always, leading and guiding us. We go through so many things. Sometimes there's a reason for everything, and it's up to us to try to see a purpose or have understanding. Sometimes there's a change. Aaron and I have talked about this. Sometimes it's called for a change. Something in your life, in your heart, you need to do something better, do it differently. Sometimes there's a change that's called for. Sometimes it's just a matter of having faith and patience, continuing to endure. Knowing that your life is being made an example for other people. And when you can stand there and say, my God is the same God today, tomorrow, and forever, and I don't know the mind of the Lord, but I still love Him, and I still trust Him, and He's never let me down. The Word says that God's people have never been forsaken nor seen starving for a loaf of bread. You trust in Him. You keep walking. Even though He's right beside you, talking to you, eating dinner with you, and you don't see Him, He's still there. We don't know the mind of the Lord. We're not called to know the mind of the Lord. We're only called to trust in Him and to continue to walk. So just remember, regardless of your situation, regardless of your circumstances, God is still God. No matter where you're at, He'll watch over, guide, and protect you. And if you're weak in any area, I recommend drawing close to God through Scripture. Because that's where your answers should be. That's where all your answers are. You just have to find them and seek it with all of your heart. That's the message for today. Does anybody have any questions, anything to add? Stop it, Aaron. You and God had good homemade pepper jack cheeseburgers. Sounds actually really good. Alrighty. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, then we can stand for dismissal.